Peggy. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on the Unsolicited Opinion. And you're listening to Buddy Miles, and I'll tell you, I love Buddy Miles. I did. I remember going to see him when I was a kid. I don't know. I must have been about 14, and a bunch of us went. Actually, we hitchhiked to get there. We did those things when I was a kid. Anyway, we hitchhiked to this outdoor concert. I don't even remember where it was, but Buddy Miles was there. Ginger Baker was there. Uriah Heep, Silverhead. Deep Purple, oh, it was just this magnificent concert somewhere in New York. I don't remember where the hell we were. It was a hell of a long time ago. But, boy, it was a lot of fun. It really was. And Buddy Miles was just tremendous. And for years, I had looked for the album that he was on, that song is off of. And I had looked and looked and looked. And then I ended up meeting somebody online who dealt in old records in there because it was a 33. And, of course, there weren't even record players around. And he gave me that album. I was so excited because I really hadn't heard that song again. And, you know, it was like 35 years or something at the time. It was a trip. It really was. It was a trip to get the album. And then I had no place to play it because I didn't have a record player. You know, you just can't win sometimes in life. But I have that album. And then, of course, with the magic of the Internet, you're able to play a lot of songs or find a lot of songs you couldn't find for years and years and years because I had looked in record stores and that stuff, and I couldn't find anything with Buddy Miles. So I was excited when this guy gave me that album. But anyway, so that's Buddy Miles. We're going through them changes, huh? Boy, isn't that the truth? We certainly are going through them changes. And, man, you can't make it up, can you? Now, I know I've only got a few seconds before I'm going to hit the first break, and then I'm going to read a little nursery rhyme to you when we come back, and then I'm going to bring my guest on, who is alive and kicking, and he's down in the land down under. So once we hit the first break, I'll bring him on, and I want to read this little poem to you called Hark, Hark, the Dogs Do Bark. I don't know if I can't vaguely hear the cue music. Ah, there it is. Listen, kids, we'll be back in 3 minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. Don't go away.
IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This is Maggie Ride, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion. Listen, the call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Listen, if you want to advertise your business or service on a network that redistributes the truth, then I suggest you get in touch with us. 800-724-2719 is the number to do that. 800-724-2719 is the number to do that. You can write to us, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664 is our address. Our website, where our address is also written on, is republicbroadcasting.org. You can find Republic Broadcasting, as well as me, on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network. And mine is Unsolicited Opinion on Facebook. If you want to follow us on Facebook, I don't know, it's entirely up to you, but never hurts. You can also find us on Twitter at RBN Live, at RBN Live for Republic Broadcasting. And mine is Maggie_in_USA. I want to say hello to everybody who's listening in the Dallas-Fort Worth area on our latest station, 1140 AM, which is KHFX, as well as the other stations around in the Texas area and the rest of the states and around the world. And my guest who's coming on with me today is from Australia, so it's about, I don't know, 3 a.m., I guess, down there. It's late, but anyway, it's a good thing he's awake, and he was supposed to be awake yesterday, but he had problems with the Internet down there. I don't know, maybe they're doing a trial run to take it down. You know what I mean? You never know about those things. We know what those dastardly people are up to. But I want to bring my guest, Sean, on with me today. He was a host on another network, and he stopped broadcasting for a while, but I imagine he's going to get it back into it sooner or later. But right now he's just on here with me, and we're going to discuss the trials and tribulations of life on planet Earth today. Hi, Sean. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Maggie. And you've really got the groove going on here. You've got Buddy Miles. You've got Deep Purple happening. Or you're talking about Deep Purple. I envy you for you to have been able to get out there and actually see Deep Purple. Oh my Lord!
Yeah,
that's like a revelation for me, man.
Well, there were a lot of revelations being revealed that weekend, I'll tell you that much, but those are details we're not going into. It was a crazy, crazy weekend, but the music was great, needless to say.
Oh yeah.
I want to read this little poem. It's a quick nursery rhyme, and then I want to give a little history of it. And I don't even know. I think somebody emailed me to this the other day, and it's rather interesting. I get, you know, a lot of the listeners are very interactive, and they send a lot of good information that is really helpful to make the show better, to be able to pass the information along. So somebody sent this to me, and it's Hark, Hark, the Dogs Do Bark. And it's very quick. Hark, hark, the dogs do bark. The beggars are coming to town, some in rags and some in jags, and one in a velvet gown. And what a jag is, it's a slit in a garment exposing material of a different color, which was popular during the Tudor period. But yes. This is the history on this nursery rhyme, which is really rather interesting. It dates back to the 13th century England. The origin of Hark, hark, the dogs do bark, reflected in the words, is seeped in history. Wandering minstrels or troubadours and beggars went from city to town singing their songs, some in rags and some in tags and one in a velvet gown. Messages of dissent to the common people were often found in secret meanings to the words of their ballads. In this way, the propaganda of the day was safely passed from one community to another. These secret messages could lead to plots and uprisings against the royalty, clergy, and politicians of the day. Even further back in time, in Saxon England, professional storytellers called scops would also travel around the country telling stories for their living. During outbreaks of the bubonic plague, strangers were looked upon with horror. Dogs barking alerted the townspeople to strangers in their area, hence the words, hark, hark, the dogs do bark. And it's kind of was interesting to me that they were using storytelling as a way to pass messages to fly under the radar, so to speak, of the people in power at the time. So interesting how some of the meaning of some of these different things that we have heard but never really knew what it was they were referencing. Rather interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely interesting, Maggie. In fact, Will Roberts on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, he talks about words and how important they really are and how the powers that be actually use words against us. And in fact, since you're talking about poems, let's take a look at Humpty Dumpty. A lot of people have a listen to Humpty Dumpty. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. He was actually a cannon. Humpty Dumpty was actually a cannon that sat upon a wall and was firing upon the enemy. And what happens was when he was fired upon, he was broken and they couldn't put it back together again. They couldn't put the cannon back together again in time to defend themselves, hence their downfall. So, you know, a lot of people look at these nursery rhymes, whether it be Jack and Jill, even Jack and Jill has a secret meaning behind it. I think it was something to do with, as gross as it sounds, but it's something to do with breaking the hymen when it comes to virginity and things like that. But Humpty Dumpty, Jack and Jill, it didn't matter what it was about. There are secret meanings behind these poems. People think they're just childhood nursery rhymes, but it couldn't be further from the truth. It seems that everything has its own little hidden meaning, and everything in history, whether it be a poem or whether it be so-called quote-unquote history itself, has a hidden meaning.
Yeah, yeah, it really does. Yeah, it really does. You know, let me give out the call-in number here today, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Listen, everybody, we don't have any set agenda. I don't have any set agenda here today for what we're going to talk about, but I do want to make one announcement that just popped up on my screen before we continue that. Down in Daytona Beach, Florida, on the 4th, 5th, and 6th, I guess they're going to have, I don't know, some kind of convention down there on UN Agenda 21. So if anybody's interested in the information on this, which would be this coming, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's Daytona Beach, Florida, Hilton Hotel in Volusia County Convention Center on North Atlantic Avenue in Daytona. And here's a number for a contact person for anybody who's out down there in that neck of the woods and you're interested in this is all UN Agenda 21 stuff. The contact person is Mary Clark, 719-282-4122. 719-282-4122. So I don't have it linked up on my website. Somebody had sent me that, and I just, you know, try to put some information out there related to UN Agenda 21 for people, you know, if you want to participate and take a little action for yourself, which, of course, I always suggest. You know, I want to talk about this article somebody sent to me again, one of my listeners, had sent to me, and Sean, you know, we have talked about UN Agenda 21 and all this green crap that they're doing. And this is here in, where is this, in Virginia, in a apartment complex in Virginia. And this is a nonprofit affordable housing developer, spent $33 million on green upgrades. And they also administer a Teens Going Green program at the site where, among other things, teens take the green agenda back home, and they are policing their parents to be more environmentally conscious.
Little soldiers of the New World Order. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's one of the things that I recently spoke to, spoke about with Doug Owen when it comes to, you know, little soldiers of the New World Order, is that, you know, my son and my daughter, when I was still a smoker, Maggie, they would come home from school and they would say, you know, Dad, you shouldn't smoke. You're going to die. You're going to die. You're going to die. You know what? You cannot refute that argument. You're going to die. If you smoke, you're going to die. You're going, or on the most part, I would say that you're going to die. You're going to die of lung cancer or something nasty. The thing is, though, that if you really want to fight the New World Order, you should be tackling the fact that the teachers are sending the children home to even tell you that. You already know you're going to die. You don't need your children coming home and telling you, well, you know what, Dad, you're going to die if you continue to smoke. You already know it. But what they're doing is, through our children, get them while they're young and the possibilities are endless.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That's what they're trying to do, you know. And this is where we need to take this back, Maggie. We need to use their own tactics against them and say, you know what, we need to take our children back, all right? And I know I'm going off on a tangent here, just bear with me. But we need to take our children back and say, you know what, you know, get our children back while they're young and the possibilities are endless. As devious as that sounds, this is what they're doing to us. And if we don't start doing that, actually taking our children back and saying, right, this is right from wrong. This is what you need to know. This is what you need to understand. Here's the tools to learn, so on and so forth. Then we're in a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I agree. Listen, we've only got a few seconds until we hit the next break, and then we'll take a caller from Tennessee. But, you said our taking our children back isn't our being devious. That's our being smart and doing the right thing for our kids. What these people are doing is they're being devious by brainwashing these little kids into believing that the sky is falling if they don't go along with this agenda. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Don't go away. 800-313-9443.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Thank you, Brad. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Listen, the call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you want to call into the show, please do that. I want to finish reading this article that I was talking about with the teens going green, and they 8.2 million of your tax dollars went to help them upgrade this nonprofit affordable housing unit down in Alexandria, Virginia. And one of the things that's the Community Preservation and Development Corporation, one of the things that they said is that it's so important that if you're going to build green, that everyone in the facility lives green. And that means teaching all of our students, our and our residents to really proactively start to take on sustainability as part of their lives. Now, listen. What does that mean, huh? Well, it means you're not going to have stuff. That's what sustainability really means, and you know that. For people who have been listening to my show for any length of time, sustainability means not sustaining anything. It's not sustaining your current lifestyle, I can tell you that much. It means eliminating your current lifestyle and living like a peasant, okay? In fact, it'll be somewhere around the 13th century where that hark, hark, the dogs do bark. Came from, it'll be a similar standard of living that they experienced. And oh, wasn't that an illustrious, wonderful way to live, wasn't it? I mean, you could just picture the little grubby munchkins' faces, can't you? The little dirty, unwashed faces. Nobody was bathing on a regular basis at that time, that's for sure. No, and you won't be again either. Oh, it'll be a wonderful thing to look forward to. I certainly am sure that the young kids today have no idea how miserable their existence is going to be with this teens going green stuff. But we've got a caller here, John in Tennessee. John, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on? What's your comment, your question?
Well, I'm sorry. I don't remember your guest's first name. But
his name is Sean.
John, this is something that I've been trying to explain to people for probably the last 10 years, that the nursery rhymes, that the poems that we learn as kids are much more, to me, they're hidden history lessons where you can get history without losing your head. And I would like to get your comment, for instance, on Jack and the Beanstalk. What is that about?
Jack and the Beanstalk, yeah, I'm not actually sure. I haven't looked into the history of that. I've looked into Jack and Jill. I looked into Humpty Dumpty and things of that nature, usually when it comes to the basic nursery rhymes that we know. But when it actually comes to nursery stories, I haven't really gone that far into it, John.
Well, let me give you my take on it, kind of a quick synopsis. If you understand, if you understand Genesis 6,
yes,
you know, his mother sent him away with the cow to sell it for food. When they could have eaten their food, their cow, they would have definitely had milk. But along the way, he's given magic beans to take him to the giant's place. You know, this magic beanstalk, the giant is up there with the goose that makes the money, walking around. I mean, it is so, it's so precise that it's mind-boggling whether or not there's truth to it. You know, if you understand what necessitated the flood, the biblical flood, if you believe in that.
Right.
You've got the money system, this green beanstalk for the land where the giant had the goose that made the gold.
Well, I don't know. I have to tell you, honestly, I can't comment on that. I don't know the history of Jack and the Beanstalk, John. So, you know, whatever you say it is as far as I can't. You know, argue that because I don't know. So
it sort of can relate to biblical meanings, but there's so many things, John, that can relate to biblical meanings. I mean, for me personally, when I look at the Bible, whether it be the King James or anything else for that matter, the Quran or whatever, I've noticed that you can sort of relate almost anything to so many of the meanings within the Bible. Whether it be nursery rhymes or otherwise, I guess because I'm not religious, I don't really pay any heed to whether something can relate or not. I mean, the Bible, as far as I'm concerned, has been so mangled over time that by man that I really can't take it seriously. Like, if you take a look at the Dead Sea Scrolls, will actually show you the bare form of what the Bible was once supposed to be. It was King James himself that actually changed that and mangled it, you know, and had his men mangle it even further. So, you know, I mean, I guess when it comes to meanings and relating meanings to the Bible, I would have to look deep, very, very deeply into that before I could even comment.
Okay, maybe a quick comment on, for instance, another child's nursery rhyme. How about Black Sheep? Do you find any significance in that?
I'm sorry, I can't hear. I can't hear him properly.
He's
Maggie.
Asking you about Baba Black Sheep. Do you find any significance in Baba Black Sheep?
Baba Black Sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, three bags full. It was basically three bags full. It was basically about the servant serving the king, as far as what I understand with that one. The kings are nothing more than men, but they were men that thought, okay, we're more intelligent than your common man, so what we're going to do is take over and basically lead men to where we want them to go. They will serve us. They will be the slaves, and we will be the ones who slave them.
Hang on, Sean, because we got to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, okay. Everybody. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number today is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter, Republic Broadcasting Network on Facebook, RBN Live on Twitter, and you can find us everywhere. We're almost everywhere. It's late the year, and that's a good thing. Listen, my guest today is Sean Surplus. He hails from the land down under. He is down in Australia. It's the middle of the night down there, and I asked him to actually join me yesterday, but he had a little computer glitch, little internet bugs going on down there in the land down under, so he couldn't make it. But yeah, but he's on with us today, so we're kind of just rambling on here about a bunch of different things, no particular agenda in mind, just talking, chatting about a bunch of different things. I'm not sure if my caller is he still on with us? Nope. Okay. He's not on with us. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 is the number. If you want to get in and give us your unsolicited opinion, you're more than welcome to do so. I don't know if you saw this. I don't know if you had looked at RBN's website at all today, Sean, before we, I know you and I were talking before we came on the air, and there was a little, like an 8-minute little vignette on depression riots that were happening during the Great Depression here in the United States. Did you get a chance to take a look at that?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't, Maggie, no.
Yeah, I don't know where they found that little video from, but it's rather telling for people who, of course, we know a lot of people are predicting that, you know, everything's collapsing all around the world, so the riots happening in other nations are...
Well, it's going to happen. It's going to happen, Maggie. I mean, like, I had the good Dr. David Evans on my show some time ago, twice, in fact, and he predicted, like, for instance, he gave up mainstream science and mainstream politics because of the fact that nobody tells the truth within the mainstream media about mainstream science and mainstream politics anymore. And he was talking about the coming market crash, the coming financial bubble that's about to burst. He was said, you know, it could be in a couple of years, it could be in 5 years. He said, but more than likely, it's probably going to be in the next couple of years. And that was 2 years ago. And we're on the verge of it. And then all of a sudden, we have this gentleman that comes onto the BBC and say, well, you know, we're in a lot of trouble.
That trader that came on about 3 weeks ago?
He comes along. Now, some people say that's rigged, and that could be true. That could be just preparing us for something that we already know is coming. It could be preparing us for something in a way where we have to get used to it rather than revolt against it. But the fact remains is this guy comes onto the BBC and he says straight out, he says, you know, there's a market crash coming and you can actually make money off it if you wish. And there's no two ifs, buts, or maybes. You can make money off a market crash. If anybody has half a brain, they can look into that. They can start with the goldsmiths and start to understand fractional reserve banking and how it works, and then start getting into how the share market works and things like that. It doesn't take much to understand. You can actually make money off a market crash, off a global market crash. The thing is it's on its way. There's no two ifs, buts, or maybes. When it actually comes, and we have this depression of the likes we've never seen, we're going to see the riots that you're talking about right here, Maggie. When we won't have to rely on history anymore, we're going to see them firsthand. There's no two ifs, buts, or maybes. You know, people can sit there and say, "Oh, this is just scare tactics. This is just you're just fear mongering." No, it's not about fear mongering. It's about what's going on in the world today. Whether we like it or not, we can try and pretty it up with lipstick as much as we want. But the fact remains is this is what's going on in the world today, and this is what's coming to fruition. I mean, people only need to look at the nightly news to understand it. Even on the mainstream, they so-called F up all the time with their words, and you can see that the market's going to hell, you know?
Yeah.
It's right there in our face.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's another article up on RBN. For those of you listening who want to read the entire thing in its entirety, I'm not going to, but it's talking about this is Americans awash in spin, and it really is, because I used to, Sean, I used to watch the money station here, CNBC, Squawk Box would come on, and I'd be listening to those talking heads talk about the market and that kind of stuff. I used to listen to them every day in the other stations, and then now I really don't. Like a friend of mine said last week, he gets his news from YouTube, but I have to agree with him. You really get more information from YouTube than you do from... It's funny when you think about it, right? Really, it is. But in this article, it says, "I have come to the conclusion that Big Brother's subjects in George Orwell's 1984 are better informed than Americans." And it's like, isn't that the truth? It really is.
A very good example, Maggie, is Fukushima. When Fukushima started taking place, the only thing you were seeing on the news was, okay, and there's been an earthquake, and, you know, there's a nuclear power plant that has collapsed, and so on and so forth, and now let's move on. But yet, on YouTube, you had people actually filming it for themselves, you know, these common households filming it for themselves and say, what's going on here? Why aren't we being told the truth? Should we evacuate? Should we not evacuate? You were getting more truth from YouTube itself than what you were from the reporting of Fukushima on the mainstream media.
Yeah, I know it. And here it's talking about Americans have no idea why they have been at war in the Middle East, Asia, and Africa for a decade. They don't realize that their liberties have been supplanted by a Gestapo police state. Few understand that hard economic times are here to stay. And you know what? That last sentence is so true, Sean. People think they're so incredibly delusional. It just blows my mind. They really think, this is just a momentary glitch or a temporary glitch in the whole scheme of things, and jobs are going to be coming back, and, you know, prosperity is on the horizon, you know, and these people I had to live there on here talking about on national public radio, a half-wit analyst declared emphatically that the latest U.S. government stats prove that the recovery was in place and that there was no danger whatsoever of a double-dip recession. And, I mean, you know, it's like, hello, all the information they're telling you, the books are all cooked. All the numbers they come up with are one big lie. Every week you hear there's another 400,000 people who lost their job, yet the unemployment number stays at 9.1 or whatever nonsense number it is. It's just nonsense, and people eat this.
This is how delusional people are now, Maggie. I've just recently in Facebook, I had a gentleman actually say, you know what, we've got a good 20 people, we've got a good 30 people, we've got a good 50 people that can stand up now and start taking action. Instead of talking about it, let's go out there and you know, shoot the bastards. And I thought to myself, hold on a second. You know, yeah, all right, go out and get yourself effing killed. Well done. Because that's what's going to happen. You know, if you take a look at the Civil War within the United States, it was 3% of the population that took up arms and said, enough's enough, right, we can end this, so on and so forth. We already know that. Even if 3% of your 300 million people within the United States stood up today, you still have the hyperpower equivalent of a military in the United States sitting there waiting. It's nothing like it what it was back then, where you could take up pitchforks or you could take up arms against what was happening. These days, if you tried to take up arms, this is how delusional people are. If you tried to take up arms against the hyperpower military within the United States, you're gone. There's no two if, buts, or maybes. These people that have delusions of grandeur, these people that have delusions of, I can take off and end up in my little getaway, my little cavern while all this goes on, someone sold you that cavern. So, therefore, they know where you live. They know that it's secluded. They're going to be heading straight there themselves. There's all these delusions going on of how people are going to survive after all of the proverbial, you know, what hits the fan. You know, there's all of these delusions about how that mankind is going to be able to take the world back. I'm not going to be a defeatist. I will die shooting the first you-know-what that comes into my household trying to destroy my family. I'll be the first one to shoot them. However, we've got to be real about it. This, as much as we are going to do our best to shoot these people that are going to try and take over our lives, we've got to be real about it. There's a big chance we're going to die.
Oh, well, there's no doubt about that. But, you know, you can't even get people to respond to basic things, Sean, to get
delusional.
Yeah, they are delusional. It's easier to be delusional than it is to face reality and what's really happening around them. Nobody wants to look at it. They really don't. They don't want to look at the collapsing economy. Oh, the stock market went up, I don't know, 350 points one day, I think, last week. So, oh, boy, see, things are getting brighter. It's already turning around. And it's, of course, it's a big hustle. It's a big lie. It's a temporary thing. It's not... It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
It's an illusion.
Exactly. That's right. It is all an illusion. You know, we've got to be real about things. We've got to start preparing in a realistic fashion. And there's many ways to do it. It would take me a year to explain. But the thing is, you know, throughout these shows, these broadcasts, even here on RBN, over at Oracle or wherever, there are many fashions we can do that. We've just got to be real about them.
Yeah, well, I would think so. But it is amazing. It is amazing the spin that goes on. It really is. It's amazing the spin that goes on, and people buy into it, and they just think that everything is, oh, it's all hunky-dory, and things are getting better, and that's all. You don't have to worry about the future.
Yeah.
The future's so bright, I got to wear shades.
Well, you know, you were talking about, you know, the kids, you know, want green. The kids want to go green because the teachers are teaching them that. Is there any wonder? They don't know any better, Maggie. You know, they don't know how to be realists because they're taught in our indoctrination centers not to be realists. They're basically taught by our schools not to be realists. They're basically saying, well, you know, we have to recycle this and we have to do that and do this and we can't cut down trees, Maggie, even though we wipe our butts on toilet paper that come from trees. We can't do that anymore because, you know, we have to go green. You know, when you were talking about sustainable development and stuff like that, the beehives, I call them the beehives because these buildings literally are like beehives. And I don't know if you're coming to a, are we coming to a break there, Maggie?
No.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So what happens is, when you're talking about sustainable development and we're talking about these apartments that are being built alongside the kids that want to be green, they're all being programmed in a way where they think, well, you know what? Being in Stackham and Packham housing is a good thing because we're conserving area. We don't have to basically mow down trees to build new housing. If we live in Stackham and Packham housing, it's all good. You know what I mean? My own kids come back to me saying, well, Sean, you know, or Dad, you know, what's wrong with being in Stackham and Packham housing? What's wrong with going green? Hold on a second, Daddy. You didn't put that in the right bin. You put that in the normal bin instead of the recycle bin. This is what I'm talking about, the little soldiers of the New World Order.
Yeah.
My own kids are a victim of it, and I'm trying my best to stay on top of it. Maggie, I'm sure you know what it's all about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's incredible. You know, you and I were talking before we came on the air, Sean, about this. It's another article for everybody listening that's up on RBN. Let Them Eat Cake, 10 Examples of How the Elite Are Savagely Mocking the Poor.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
Just some of the, well, yesterday I was talking on the air, Sean, and I don't know, you weren't listening because you didn't have internet connection yesterday.
That's right.
Because you were supposed to be my guest yesterday. I was talking, yeah, so there you go, right? I was talking on the air yesterday about this foreclosure mill law firm and the people working there who dressed up as homeless people put out on the street because of foreclosure. That's what they thought was funny, was dressing up as people who were down on their luck. Just purely evil, but it was talking about, here's one. Some of the signs in the, at the Chicago Board of Trade, in the windows, we are the 1%. Just mocking the people who are out
there. How disgusting is that? How disgusting is it? As human beings, think of the word human being. I mean, are we human or are we monsters?
Well, some people are monsters, Sean.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Maggie. For somebody to be able to all of a sudden say, oh, well, you know what? We're going to dress up as homeless bums on the street. We're dirty our face. We're going to put on wigs. And we're just going to sit around saying, guess what? My house was taken away from me for a Halloween costume. And that was last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
This year, of course.
Oh, we don't know. Halloween was yesterday. Who knows what they did yesterday?
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. I mean, this firm, if we're going to start talking about, you know, who should be left open and who shouldn't be left open, you know, mum and pop stores get shut down all the time here in Australia, over there in America, over in Germany, over in England. Mum and pop stores get shut down all the time by these conglomerates, these capitalist a-holes. Now, I'm not against capitalism if it's in the right frame of mind, and I could go on about that for quite a while myself, but the thing is, here we are. We're shutting down people like mum and pop stores because we agree with capitalistic a-holes like Safeway or Coles or Meijer or all of these big stores, right? Yet we don't shut down firms that are mocking these poor people that are ending up on the streets. And we're not just talking about the parents, Maggie. As you know, we're talking about men, women, and children ending up on the street because of these foreclosures.
No, I know that.
So Yeah, it's disgusting. It's absolutely sickening that human beings could do this to another human being.
Yeah, I know. I know. And it's just amazing. In fact, Herman Cain said, don't blame the big banks. If you don't have a job and you're not rich, blame yourself. One of the people on Erin Burnett, one of the CNN hosts, was mocking out people on her, criticizing people. You know, it's just even Barack Obama. You know, he talks about how you need to cut back, and if your family, you know, skip going out to dinner, you might put off the vacation.
And he was the same man. He was the same man that came out with flying colors saying, we're going to pay for your every need.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be there to pay your mortgage. You know, he was near on saying, we'll pay for your car. And then when push came to shove, people were sitting there as if to say, well, you know what? He was sitting there.
Hang on, Sean, because I'm vaguely hearing the cue music again.
Right.
Yep.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. The call and number today, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number to call. Listen, if you want to advertise your business or service on a network that redistributes the truth, then get in touch with us. 800-724-2719 is the number. 800-724-2719 is the number to call into Republic Broadcasting. You can find us on the web, republicbroadcasting.org. You can write to us, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can find us on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network. You can find us on Twitter, RBN Live. In fact, speaking about Twitter, big sis. All of you know who she is. You know, she's like your big sister. You know, just looking out for you. That's all. Well, she's going to be monitoring Twitter for signs of social unrest. There you go, everybody. So Maggie _in_USA, big sis, if you're listening, that's mine. So tune into mine. I'm always putting all kinds of truthful information out there about UN Agenda 21 and what you little dastardly people are up to. So anyway, they're going to be monitoring all of us. Not that we didn't already know that, did we, Sean?
No, that's exactly right. We already know that. You know, I've had some people in the past, Maggie, say, you know what, I'm not so sure about doing this or doing that for the so-called movement, for being a patriot or whatever you want to call it. And I say, guess what? As long as you've had any part to do with it, you're already on a list. Sorry.
Well, and I've said that here several times on the air, Sean, that the Tea Party movement, people who are followers of Ron Paul, people who believe in the Constitution, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, returning vets from Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, they've already been put on a list and labeled as potential domestic terrorists. You follow a congressman. I mean, if you look at the list of people that these hustlers, these hate hustlers like the Southern Poverty Law Center, the people that they put on their list of people who are, haters. I mean, they've got congressmen and women. I mean, it's just nonsense. It's just all nonsense. Take a look
at the handbag mentality, Mags. Once upon a time, a woman walked into a store and she stole some chocolate bars. She stole some candy. And then she walked out with it, and she got caught, all right? So what happens was everybody became the criminal. This is what I call the handbag mentality. Everybody becomes the criminal. All right, so now, Sean, and now Maggie, you know, you have to have your handbag or your bag on your back searched because you could be a criminal. So we've all then got to open our handbags and we've all got to open our bags. Over here in Australia, it's running rampant. When you walk through almost any store, they will say, can you please open your bag? And you have to open your bag and you have to show them. This is the same as the terrorist deal.
Yeah.
The terrorist deal is exactly the same thing. We're all terrorists. You know, when I flew to the United States, I had to jump through hoops to prove that I wasn't a terrorist before I could get into the United States. A huge black man walks up to me and he says, sir, because I looked at him. This is no word of a lie, Maggie. I looked at him and I said, how you going? Because over here in Australia, when someone makes eye contact, we say, how you going? You know, what's going on? How you going? G'day, mate, sort of thing. So I go, how you going? And he looks at me and he looked me up and down. He said, come over here, sir. And he takes my bag to pieces. Takes my bag to pieces, Maggie. We're all terrorists until proven innocent. He even looked in my wallet and said, who's that there, sir? I said, that's my son.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, we got a quick 60-second break. We'll be back in 60 seconds, everybody. Don't go away. 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.